John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ahead of you tonight and tomorrow night for two shows is this woman. She will be at Helium Comedy, and you can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. A show tonight and a show tomorrow, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, back in our studio once again after a long hiatus. It seems she was here last year. We weren't. Heather McDonald is here. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Oh, your mic's not on. Wait a second. There you go.
Oh, boy. Technical difficulties
Hello.
Here, too.
Thank you for having me.
All right. She's just complaining about her podcast.
About a technical problems. Yeah. Right. And it starts off with a technical problem.
It's okay.
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Such a pretty day here.
Yeah. Well, the last time you were here, it was like god-awful hot.
Yes, it was very sweaty, but today is like just absolutely picturesque. And coming in from New York yesterday, because I'm on Wendy today, so I did Wendy last night. I mean, the rain was like so scary, and then today's just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, rain does fear you people in California.
Oh, yes. I was like, oh, my God, are we going to live? Like, is anyone even going to come to the show? So it's amazing that people will go out in bad weather to do anything.
But in California, all you have to do is get a roadway wet, and people are crashing into everything. I mean, it's just like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? It's wet.
I know. I know. That's why I love how we are. I love it. That's why I live there my whole life. I need the sun and the fun.
And you are a native California. You are a true rarity. I mean, there aren't a lot because, you know, who is it that said that thing that California is you know, an entire state without parents? Oh. Right?
No. Well, I'm like the complete opposite because I bought the house next door to my parents.
You're kidding
my
me.
My kids go to all the same Catholic grammar school and high school that I went to. I mean, I could not be more keeping it real. I must be the most, like, hometown L.A. person that there ever was. So, yeah, I got married in the same church that I was baptized in.
Wow. How did your husband handle living that close to in-laws?
It was, he didn't care. My parents were so trying to, like, not overstep their bounds that it was like almost a little weird. I'm like, you can come over, like, you know, something goes wrong. And so they were, no, but it was great. You know, I mean, I feel bad for anybody that has little kids that don't have like grandparent help and stuff. So it was really fun.
Now, is he a Californian also?
Yes, San Diego.
Wow.
The hard streets of Oceanside.
Wow. Yeah.
He was a lifeguard, and every time he'd be doing something like risky with the boys or doing something dangerous, I'd be like, you know, I don't know. And he's like, please. I was a lifeguard in Oceanside. I'm like, that's not being a Navy SEAL. That's like reminding people to put on extra sunscreen. Like, get over yourself.
Yeah. And the idea of being a lifeguard in San Diego, which is filled with Navy men and women,
yes,
like they can't swim.
Right, yes. You know? It's really okay, yes.
What's he do? What's your husband do for a living?
He was an mortgage broker in real estate, but now he helps me with all my stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Don't work with your spouse.
All right, yeah.
Sometimes whenever he tells me to do anything, I'm like, all right, Ike Turner, all right. I'm like, I'm the star. He's like, what? I'm just asking you to sign this thing. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you're on Wendy Williams regularly. You were on Chelsea for the longest time.
Yeah, I worked on the show. I wrote and produced it and appeared on it, yeah.
Right. Do you get recognized easily? Are you somebody that people find out?
Not as often as I'd like. I'm doing very well as far as stand-up, and I have a podcast called Juicy Scoop that's become very popular. But, like, you know, I like people to approach me. So if you see me on the streets, I usually look pretty cute. I'm down for a photo. You know, don't be shy. Don't be shy. I need that ego boost. I only have so many years left, and I would like you to recognize me. Yes.
Do you? Because I think we may have, the first time you were on the show, we may have brought this up.
Yes.
Do people do Celine to you? Because you have a Celine Dion look.
She does Celine to the people.
I do Celine Dion impression. And so the other day, Celine Dion was doing carpool karaoke, and it went super viral. So I woke up, and one of my I call them the juicy scoopers that listen to my podcast go, please do this, because I do a lot of videos on Instagram and YouTube and stuff. And I was like, oh, God, now I have to go do this. And, you know, I used to have an entire staff at Chelsea Lately that could do a sketch. Now I'm like, I go get a mammogram. I go to Ross Dress for Us. I try to buy the outfit. I come back. I do my makeup like Celine. My husband puts the GoPro in
the car. I was going to bring him up. I knew you put him to that task.
I did the GoPro thing. Yes. I call my friend Fortune Feimster, who was doing my podcast at the time. I'm like, can you do James Corden? I know you're a girl, but whatever.
She absolutely can. And that's perfect casting.
She totally did. And we just went out and we did it. And but then I was like, we have to get it out by 6 o'clock tonight, otherwise it's like old news.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, gosh, I'm freaking amazing. I could do this all myself, but that's what's kind of great about this time in media is that if you're not on a TV show and you have these great ideas, you can still execute them and bring joy to the people.
Right.
So I brought the joy to the people.
Now, they did singing in the, or traveling in a car, whatever the hell he calls that damn thing.
Carpool karaoke.
Well, you know, we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so it's not a show we see regularly. Yes, yeah. Right. Did you sing in it?
Yeah. So what the carpool karaoke was, you know, it's just every time it's like him just coming in and. And when I watched, everyone's like, oh, my God, she's so funny. Well, I've made fun of Celine for years because I'm like, you're not funny. You're like kind of a geek and you can sing. But it's always her being like, ooh, okay, what can I sing? You know, just got a puppy. Ooh. Like she's always just like acting. So, you know, and that's exactly what she did. She gets in the car and she's like, oh, and singing all these songs. And so then what we did was we did like, you know, hip songs and she was singing them. And anyway, just go to my thing. It's not Heather McDonald. But it was, but then we have to edit it down to the 1 minute for Instagram, which is like, that part is hard. But it's really fun that I can like come up with something and do it right away. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I like watching all the Real Housewives type stuff. So I started doing reenactments under a minute of the whole episode, but with Barbies. And I have this woman in Kansas that will like make me the outfits exactly what they were wearing. Oh, and I'm like, oh my God. And then as we're filming it, my sister and I are like, oh my God, she looks stunning. I'm like, she is as plastic as she is. Like we're lighting this Barbie and then I do the voice and I'm like, so it's really fun, like just to do different fun things besides doing the stand-up and the podcast and stuff. Uh-huh. To have that entity of posting something like within a few hours.
Now, I have to ask you something that came up in your last special because of Dave here.
Okay.
Because Dave, do you consider yourself what, frugal? Because we call you cheap.
No, call Dave you cheap. Says parsimonious.
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 Yeah. Fancy days.
Yeah. And my wife's one of those. She, I say that she's frugal. She says no, she's value oriented.
Ooh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But your husband is cheap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's trickled down to the boys, my sons. Uh-huh. I believe it's a gene. We did a 23andMe and it showed up in all of them. Uh-huh. And I don't have it, okay? Uh-huh. But there's certain times where after 19 years of marriage, it has like rubbed off on me. And then all of a sudden, I went to, it was our kids' spring break, and my sister has two kids and so do I. And the Catholic kids have a different spring break than the kids that go to the public school. My older son's in public school now. It's something they've always done. I don't know if they do it here. I believe it's so the Catholic kids never associate with public school kids. I don't know. But now you're a parent and you're like, what the hell? So I go, let's go to Maui, just my sister and I and the kids. So no husbands. And the greatest thing happened from the airport to the condo. We just didn't go to Costco. We did not go to Costco. I'm like, why do we have to go to Costco? I'm like, you and I are the only ones drinking. Like, let's just go to a grocery store and buy a couple of, like, why do I have to buy a 12-pound thing of pokey that I'm going to feel stressed about not finishing? Like, I don't want to barbecue myself. And it was, like, so freeing. And then I just realized, oh, my God, the sacrifices that I've made being married and catering to my husband and sons all these years. It's like, no, I don't want to celebrate my birthday at Dave & Buster's. I'm done. And it's like, oh, my God, it was like this eye-opening experience. So, yes.
I got to check out Costco.
I love Costco, but I'm saying you don't have to go on a vacation. Like, how much are you truly going to save? Like, go to the restaurants.
Hey, people. I bought a half a cow from Costco last weekend. So
my husband asked me to return a half-drunk bottle of Kirkland Cabernet wine. Not a lie. Okay? I'm like, what are you talking about? They take back anything.
Right.
Okay? And I go, what? And he goes, it just didn't. just didn't taste the way I remembered. I go, oh, it doesn't taste the way you remember when we went to the Kirkland Napa Valley Winery and you took your private jet there? It's $6. I'm not returning it. And then my older son is like, I'll return it. I'm like, you're 15. You're not returning open alcohol. They took it back. They freaking took it back.
Heather McDonald is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is great to see you again.
Thank you. Please
don't make it be 3 years before I see you one more time. I realize other people are in control of that, but, you know.
Well, no, I love Philly, love the people. It's a gorgeous day. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys tonight or tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.